We have a caller on the line. It's Kyle in Philly. You're on the air. What can I do for you, bro?
I was going to talk about the global warming and how the story you were just referring to, the science being junk, as we've all known.
You know, actually, it's funny you should mention that, because I've got, like, I didn't even quite finish reading that article, and I was thinking to myself, you know what, I really hate these climate change cultists, and I think I might spend an extra segment on it, so you've given me the excuse I need. What do you got to say about it, Kyle?
Well, I mean, everything from the hypothesis to the backing to the science is garbage, and it's a microcosm of how the New World Order does business. I mean, you fund the research that you want that has the outcome that you desire. You don't fund the research that you don't want to have proven. And it's, you know, if you're able to prove that somehow human activity is detrimental to the Earth, well, then you can control all human activity. By the same token, you get laws passed, you get taxes passed. You don't have to do anything to say the problem gone. All you have to do is change your outcome and start going to the other science. It's everything that is wrong with science today. You know, like I said, the science that you want to succeed is funded. The science you don't want to feed is repressed.
Not entirely dissimilar from the truth being suppressed from people who say part of Scientology or something.
Well, that idea could be, you know, displayed across the board, from vaccines to GMO to, you know, all kinds of different areas. And, it, you know, the simple fact that these guys have been caught over and over and over again, and their complex reason for why climate isn't changing or why it should change keeps getting more and more complex, while the people who say, no, CO2 isn't doing any harm, they've been the same for 20 years now.
Well, I was just thinking about this over the break. It's like, I find it interesting how they get this somebody called Gluckman, because it sounds remarkably like, Gluck, man, you know, for Gluck's sake. Well, I don't know how many of these people are even talking about this for. I mean, they can't have any credibility because they've basically never had any. I mean, from day dot, this frack has come out just basically pushing establishment lines on things that have just been proven over and over again, as you've so eloquently stated, Kyle, that are complete BS, have no basis in reality, and there are definite, clear beneficiaries of these types of policies that are linked to this type of scientific research. Now, these people out here that have put an open letter, there's a bunch of people, and I actually want to get all these doctors online here, especially this guy, Dr. Willem de Lange. He's a senior lecturer in the Earth and Ocean Sciences at the University of Waikato. I've seen him speak before. He's quite onto it. But they had these five questions, Kyle, if I may. Number one, why was information for the report sourced only from those to be known proponents of anthropogenic global warming, and no information sought from reputable sources with offer alternative evidence? Mm-hmm. That's a pretty substantial question, don't you think? Why does the report place such weight on the projections from climate change models, which are demonstrably inaccurate and have never been validated against real data? Three, why is the evidence that the world has not warmed over the past 17 years largely been ignored? It provides extremely strong evidence that substantial increases in CO2 do not produce dangerous global warming. Number four, why does the report include alarmist and misleading statements on the topics of sea level, ocean acidification, and the number of extreme weather events that are not supported by the evidence? And lastly, why is a report that purports to be advice of scientific evidence couched in blatant and misleading political terms? Yeah. Here's my answer to all of those questions, because they're completely and utterly full of crap.
Earth, and we were very lucky in 2010 when it came to this debate. In 2010, there was a volcano in Iceland, which I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce its name.
But I think it goes something like
this volcano released more CO2 into the atmosphere than the sum of human activity in recorded history. So one volcano, more CO2 than all human activity in course of recorded history. Absolutely no change whatsoever. For me, anybody who's any denier, anybody who has any doubt about climate being affected by CO2, all you need to do is point to that one simple fact. And there's all of your evidence. If the climate change, you know, global warming components were correct and they were right, then theoretically right now, we should all be swimming in the ocean and Denver should be an island and the whole world should be over and Kevin Costner should have gills swimming in the oceans or something. It's all BS.
Yeah. And every single time you turn around, there's just another one of these pathetic scum doing it. And what frustrates me is that not only, and big ups to scoop.co.nz. I mean, this news site had been brave enough to publish this article. But bear in mind, you know how many likes this article has, bro? Eight likes. You know how many tweets it's got? Two tweets. Okay, nobody's read it. All right, that's the reason why the climate change phenomenon just keeps going on and on and on and on, is because the people who should be reading the freaking evidence and reading the articles that actually expose the fraud are not being widely publicized. This is not front page. This was sent to me by one of my friends via email this morning, Kyle. Okay, it's just, see, you and I, we already know this, so we're very likely to come across these type of articles because we've got friends and family and so on and so forth that might be the same similar persuasion. But the problem is this doesn't get out to those people who are so, it's almost like reverse redneckism, you know what I'm saying? It's like they've got, it's like hippies that have shotguns or something. It's crazy.
Well, it's okay, you're a guy, you're up at 7 o'clock in the morning, you gotta be at work by 8:30, maybe you're in the kitchen, you're getting a coffee, the Today Show is on, and they've got David Mayer de Rothschild on there talking about his boat made out of plastic bottles, and he's doing it for global climate change, and what a hero he is. Well, that's it. You're gone. You're out the door. You're not going to take the time to sit back and say, or research and look at the fact that Rothschilds are setting up a climate change carbon tax bank in Australia, and that they clearly have benefits that will be in their pockets if they're able to prove man-made global warming. And like you said, it's just that surface knowledge. And that, you know, I hear what's presented in front of me, but on my day-to-day life, I don't have the time or the will or even the knowledge to want to seek deeper into these issues.
How can we stop this? And the answer is, I mean, it's a long, protracted battle, isn't it? You know, we can't just say, oh, look, you guys are a fraud and produce evidence. It doesn't work that way, does it? You can't just produce evidence and intelligence and logical argument to these people. It actually has to be, you know, I hate to say it, they almost have to be counter-brainwashed, like have it repeated to them a million times or something before they accept it without question. And then the irony is that they'll just be duped by whatever else the next thing is that gets repeated to them over and over again, because they never learn to think for themselves. And that's the problem with university these days, and in a lot of cases, is that they're not teaching critical thinking. You know, they're teaching people to be critical, of course, of people who can think, but not critical thinking.
There's no classical education being given anymore. People are told to read a book and memorize what happened in the book and take a test on what happened in the book. And there's no discussions about, okay, why is this book important? What are the themes in this book? How does it apply to life today? And the sad thing is that even if we do defeat climate change this go around, even if we do have the ability to completely discredit like we already have, and we're able to shut down all carbon taxes all over the world in 15 or 20 years, they'll be back again. And it'll be the same thing. There'll be one bad storm, or there'll be a Hurricane Katrina somewhere, and it'll be right back in the news that this is, you know, evidence of scientists being right 25 years ago. So it's something that needs to be integrated into our culture. You know, it needs to be something that is everybody on the front of everybody's mind, and everybody knows, just like they know, you know, who the judges on American Idol are.
Yeah. And this gets to the point where it's like, this is one issue, one of, I don't know. Would you say we've currently got in our heads thousands or millions of different issues that we know a little bit about? Maybe millions?
We could do an entire show just listing off issues of things that are presented to us and are detrimental to the human society. But
you know, that reminds me. I wanted to do a rap song, and in the rap song, there won't be any lyrics, there won't be any rhymes. It will just be a list of things that people need to research, you know, a list of topics. And I think it'll be like a half-hour-long rap song, like climate change, police state, false flag terrorism, chemical weapons, AIDS, so on and so forth. You know, it's just innumerable, and you really can't cover them all. And I think that's something that is really daunting to people because, look, you've spent How long in elementary school, how long in high school, how long in university or whatever, and it took you, 25 years or whatever to figure out that it was all BS, and you think that suddenly you're going to unlearn all of that and learn what the truth is in just a couple of years, and then you can go out and start convincing everybody of the truth? Hell no. You need to deprogram first and then actually program yourself with some useful information. Otherwise, you'll end up like a climate change model where it's garbage in, garbage out, all over again. Kyle, thank you very much for your call, and thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening in, and we will see you again tomorrow on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Please go to the homepage, thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. I don't have enough money to pay the rent this week, so I need about $100 for that, and I need about $80 in gas to get down to Hamilton because they're having a big fluoride conference there, and I need about $120 to fix up my car as well, so that will be possible. So I need about maybe $300-$400 give or take, just to make it through this week and do the important work. We'll see you again sometime.